Okay, my name is Zvi Mazel. I'm former ambassador of Israel to Romania, to Sweden, and to Egypt. I retired a few years ago, and now I'm a fellow researcher of the Jerusalem Center of Public Affairs, concentrating on Arab affairs, on the Middle Eastern problems. And I'm very happy to be interviewed by Turkish television. Now, to tell you the truth, you are right. I read the Quran a few times, and you can find very easily in the Quran that Israel belongs to the Jewish people, and the Jewish people should live in this place in peace with all the others. We would like to reach true religion understanding.
Yes.
You see, and live in peace. But apart from religion, there are many other interests, politics, economics, and others, and even psychological. And it prevents people from reaching religion. This is the problem. So how to put religion and other interests together? Only one way, by dialoguing, meeting again and again in Istanbul, in Ankara, in Jerusalem, in Tel Aviv, in Berlin, wherever you want. Continue to speak. There are a lot of people here in Israel who have good relations with Muslims and Christians all over Europe, you see, in America, in Asia, whatever. The results so far are not good enough, absolutely. When you see the hatred that you find in Arab countries, I'm speaking about, not about Turkey, about Arab countries, it's terrible. I speak Arabic, you see? And I read every day Arab press. From all Arab countries, more or less, as one man can do every morning, you see. And I don't understand all that hatred that is being directed to Israel. I don't understand it, because we come from the same origin. We are, as you said, we are cousins. We have the same God. But still, some people are too much radical to understand the real meaning of the Quran or the Torah.
Yes.
This is too much radical, you see?
Yes.
You see, they just don't understand. And they are full of hatred, and they cause a lot of damage to the Middle East, to Turkey, to us, and all, to their own Arab countries. You are perfectly right about education. You have to invest in education to human beings. If the education is good enough, the people, when they become adults, they become people who think, the way of thinking will be different, will be a way of a compromise. Now, I am also in the board of an NGO called Impact, which monitors textbooks in Arab countries. And we have performed studies of the textbook of Egypt, Palestinian Authority, Jordan, Saudi Arabia, Tunisia, and Iran. And we are doing many other studies. To tell you the truth, my friend, we don't like what we have seen. We don't like what we have seen in the textbook. It means that education in most Arab countries is not what it should be. They don't teach tolerance. They don't teach tolerance. They teach supremacy of Islam about other religion, about Christianity and about Judaism. And they say in so many words, and all Jews and Christians will be killed in the day of the last judgment. It is not the Quran. It's not Islam. But still they're doing it. You can always find something in the Quran about it. Okay. If you are a bad man, you can find bad things anywhere, right? But the problem is, if you understand the real meaning of Quran, the real meaning of Torah, yes? You speak, you educate, and you reach peace. But this is not the stage of the Arab world now. This is not the stage. They are in kind of a inferior stage. They are waiting to go up, to understand what is the meaning of peace? You come here to Israel from Turkey, and as I understand, you have a message of peace, of understanding of and of unity, okay? And you'll find that all the Israelis, most of the Israelis, will tell you, yes, you are right, you are ready to do everything for peace. But we need good partners for the other side. We don't find them. I spent 8 years in Egypt. I love the Egyptians. It's a wonderful people. And you know, they're very religious. Very, very religious, really. Very people of Egypt is conservative, but it's good religion. It's religion of peace. So the people of Egypt is now ready to go into the street and to be killed and to die. In fighting against radicalism, against political Islam, you see? And this is something very positive, and this is the first, maybe, the first light, you see, of this Arab Spring. So, it's the beginning, and it will continue, because you cannot change it. The people of Egypt, they are not afraid anymore from dictatorship. They are ready to die. And they will change it a little time. There will be a lot of violence, but maybe from this, something good will come out. Without any doubt, Turkey is a very special model of modernism and of moderation. This is absolutely, it's a free country, there are free elections, you have your parliament, you have multi-party system. It's okay, it's going very well. It's still good, it's still strong, it's a country of 75 million people, right?
Exactly.
Very strong, yeah. Very developed economically, absolutely technologically, tourism, everything is okay. Okay, if you look about the last 8 years of Turkey, it went in a wonderful way and it became one of the most wonderful countries now in the world, you see? So there is a change somewhere, but we hope for the best. It's wonderful. Israel is Jewish, Turkey and Egypt Muslim, yeah. Russia is Orthodox, yeah. Christian. If they can come together and work on technology, on high-tech, on economic growth and development, and put prejudices away, it would be wonderful. Let's hope it will happen. And anyway, you are right. We have to strive for it. We have to go to continue the dialogue, you see, yes. With all those people of this country and other country to try to arrive to a solution. Because, you know, if we don't do it, something bad will happen in the Middle East. Something very bad. Because all these weapons and all this terrorist stuff in Al-Qaeda, whatever, everything it may happen, you see? So we should work, continue to speak and to have a dialogue till we will be the people who prevail. Inshallah, ya sahbi, ya sadiq, ya laziz, inshallah. I don't speak Turkish, but ana bakalam arabi.
Im irtza Hashem.
Im irtza Hashem. Bezrat Hashem, inshallah.
Inshallah.